Have you heard the news? Ryan, they promoted Brian Hartline to be Ohio State's new offensive coordinator.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What is up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes, part of Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Monday, January 16th in the year 2023, and this episode is brought to you by our friends at LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedoncollege. That's linkedin.com/lockedoncollege to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. During this episode, we will ask one important question about Brian Hartline as he is Ohio State's new offensive coordinator. And we'll ask one big question, discuss one problem that is with Ohio State's basketball team. But before we get to any of that, after a weird, strange bout with laryngitis, something I've never had before, your boy is back. Now, the voice is not back to 100%, but it's strong enough and back enough to allow me to come back here and host this podcast with you every Monday through Friday. And I'm glad we are back together on our regular schedule 5 days a week. So on Friday afternoon, it was announced via Ohio State via a press release that Brian Hartline would be promoted to be Ohio State's new offensive coordinator. Kevin Wilson recently took the job as Tulsa's head coach, and it left an opening on the Ohio State coaching staff. Ryan Day recently promoted Coach Keegan to be Ohio State's new tight end coach, taking one of the roles that Kevin Wilson had. But Kevin Wilson was not only the offensive coordinator and tight ends coach, so he split duties between those two jobs. In comes the other job that he had, being the OC, who would be the new OC for Ohio State. It wouldn't be Coach Key. Don't think Ryan Day thought that anybody thought that with the lack of experience he has being a coach at this level. Would it be Justin Fry? Would it be Brian Hartline? That seemed to be the two in-house candidates that would be the new offensive coordinator. I think Tony Alford in his spot is solidified as running back coach and running game coordinator. The promotion came to Brian Hartline, the fan favorite. Many Buckeye fans thought it was going to go to Brian Hartline. I thought, and some other people that cover the team thought, it was going to go to Justin Fry. But in comes Brian Hartline, still want to coach the wide receivers, and I think that's one thing Ryan Day did not want to lose was what Brian Hartline brings to that receiver room, especially in recruiting. Because some guys can develop you, but they can't recruit you. Some guys are great recruiters. They can't develop you once you get on campus. Brian Hartline does both. And Ryan Day had this to say about Brian Hartline in regards to his promotion, and it came via the press release, the news release that came out on Friday afternoon. Quote, Brian has been successful in every football capacity for which he has been engaged. He has progressed incredibly well from college to NFL receiver and then from quality control coach to wide receivers coach to passing game coordinator. He figures things out quickly, and he is more than ready to now transition to offensive coordinator. Brian has also developed his receivers at an unprecedented level, and he has recruited as well or better than anyone in the country. Now he'll be recruiting for our entire offense, and I think that is something that'll be really positive for our program, end quote. Well, now let's emphasize the part that Ryan Day says that he will be recruiting for the entire offense, and I think that is something that'll be really positive for our program. I just highlighted the things about Brian Hartline and what he has done to be recruiting receivers. But now you have a guy like Hartline who is one of the best recruiters in the country. Not just receiver recruiters. Best recruiters in the country. And now you're going to have him recruiting for the entire offense from quarterback, receiver, running back, O-line, and tight end. Hello. That might be the formula that Ryan Day wants to take Ohio State to another level. Because Ryan Day realizes things have to change. You got to get better talent in Columbus because you can't consistently lose to Michigan and be the coach at Ohio State. He doesn't want to keep ending his season with a sour taste in his mouth after making it to the playoff but losing the last game of the season. He does not want that. So how do you potentially make that better for the entire team, especially for Ryan Day, so he does not have that sour taste in his mouth? Ultimately, bring somebody in or promote somebody who can make the team better, recruit better players. Because some of you guys have said throughout the time as you've been listening to the podcast and when we have John Garcia Jr. on the show, some of the comments that I read, and yes, I do read your comments, the good ones and the bad ones. Some are neutral, but some of them are bad. A lot of you guys are saying there's a hole here. There's a hole there. There's a hole here. Why aren't there more running backs? What's up with tight end? Why are guys decommitting? Well, maybe that stuff might happen less with Brian Hartline, who is one of the best recruiters in the country, recruiting for the entire offense. But for Brian Hartline specifically, this is a great move for him. Recently interviewed for the head coaching job at Cincinnati, didn't get that job. Maybe he knew going before that interview that he might be a candidate for Ohio State's new offensive coordinator position. I don't know. I don't know the time. I forget the timetable. And I'm not sure what Brian Hartline has known over the past month and a half about this promotion and if he was in the running for it once it came open. But what I know is this. I think this is a good move, a great career move for Brian Hartline, but ultimately a good move for the entire Buckeye offense in regards to recruiting. There are other things that go into how is he going to be as a game planner, planning the game for the entire offense? Nobody knows. Like, literally, nobody knows. We saw the passing game for Ohio State, and there were times that he had some influence in the game planning and game and the changes, the alterations to the game plan in game this year with the Ryan Day. But I don't know how he's going to be mapping out a game for the Buckeyes. I don't know that, and nobody does. I don't know how he's going to be speaking to the entire offense or how he's going to be with game preparation, which happens on Tuesday or on a Monday. I don't know how he's going to be on breaking down film. I think he'll be fine breaking down the film because he does it with the receivers a lot. But I don't know how he's going to be dealing with guys that aren't just in his room every day, but guys that are in different position groups. I don't know. I do think this could be a good thing for the Buckeyes. It could be a great thing. I don't know. But I think this is a good thing. It could be a good thing for Ohio State. And I think Ryan Day knows a little bit more than other people about Brian Hartline and what Hartline brings to the table for Ohio State, which is why he promoted him to be Ohio State's new offensive coordinator, still coaching the wide receivers for the Buckeyes in 2023. Kirk Herbstreit, we talked about it on the show. Kirk Herbstreit recently said Ryan Day is thinking about not calling plays in 2023. Does this mean that Brian Hartline will be the play caller in 2023? I'll share my thoughts about that topic next right here on Locked On Buckeyes. This episode is brought to you by our friends at LinkedIn Jobs. As a small business owner or hiring manager, you know that success in 2023 all depends on the team members you surround yourself with. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. With LinkedIn Jobs, you can hire qualified candidates more efficiently by matching open roles with people who have the skills, values, and experiences to help you achieve your goals. LinkedIn Jobs helps you quickly attract qualified candidates to your open jobs with targeting tools. They go beyond resume data by using insights from your job post, company, and their 875 million member profiles to put your post in front of the most qualified candidates. Identify the most qualified candidates on LinkedIn Jobs and connect with them fast and for free. LinkedIn Jobs makes it easy to screen and rate applicants based on your job applications all on one platform. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnCollege. That's LinkedIn.com/LockedOnCollege to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Thanks for making Locked On Buckeyes your first listen of the day. For your next listen, make sure you check out the Locked On College Basketball Podcast. Yes, Locked On has a new podcast, and it's all about college basketball. It provides everything you need to know about college basketball in one place. Plus, hear from big-name experts, insiders, coaches, and players. Locked On College Basketball is available on YouTube and wherever you get your fine podcast. So when Kirk Herbstreit recently discussed something that came out in a production meeting prior to the Peach Bowl, Kirk Herbstreit shared it on College Game Day on January 2nd. Many people are saying, ooh, this is something interesting. Now, I have already shared my thoughts about this, about Ryan Day potentially not being Ohio State's play caller in 2023. I don't think it's a bad move at all. Honestly, I think it gives him a better opportunity to be more of an overseer or CEO of the football program, be in contact with Mark Fantoni, who is the general manager of the Ohio State football team, have more contact with Jim Knowles, the head coach of the defense, have more contact in one-on-one conversations with Brian Hartline, the new OC at Ohio State. So I don't think Ryan Day not calling plays in 2023 is bad or possibly the end of the world. It's a possibility. I shared back then that I think that Ryan Day, when he made that statement or shared that with Kirk Herbstreit, I've also heard via the podcast that Austin Ward's a part of Ohio State Rivals that he covers the team for. Also heard Austin Ward had heard this as well prior to the production meeting that Herbstreit had with Ohio State. So I heard from a couple people via outlets that they are on, this is not something that Ryan Day is just thinking about prior to the Peach Bowl. It is something that's been on his mind for a while. I shared this thought that I think Ryan Day, when he told that to Kirk Herbstreit, I think that he already had a good idea about who would call plays in 2023. I also stated I thought Justin Fry would be Ohio State's new offensive coordinator, and shared that I'm not sure what to expect from Justin Fry being a potential OC or a potential play caller. Now that it's Brian Hartline, I think there's two people right now that could be the play caller: Ryan Day or Brian Hartline. Only two options in the upcoming season. I do not see a scenario where Ryan Day says, oh, so-and-so, either Tony Alford or Coach Keegan or Justin Fry. I don't see a scenario where Ryan Day says one of these other coaches who is not the offensive coordinator is the play caller in 2023. At the same time, y'all, I got no idea what to expect from Brian Hartline if he calls plays. I have no idea. Nobody does. Has he called plays before? No. Has he had insight and input into the plays? Absolutely. As the passing game coordinator, I do think he has, as well as Tony Alford. I think Tony Alford, the run game coordinator, I think they both have had some type of influence with Ryan Day. But I don't know, and neither do you know, what Brian Hartline will be as a potential play caller. But some of the things that Ryan Day has said about Brian Hartline in the news release that came out at the end of last week, I don't think he put him in this position without realizing he might have to call plays down the road. And without having the trust in Brian Hartline to potentially have him do that duty. Because I do think every coach has a guy as the OC, even if you call the plays as a head coach, they can put faith in that person and say, if push comes to shove and things are a little bit too different, too difficult for me in a game, or something happens in emergency, who's your emergency play caller? If it's not the offensive coordinator, it will be the OC. So I do think Ryan Day has faith, a lot of faith, in Brian Hartline potentially calling plays. If he does call plays, will they continue to be a pass-heavy offense? I mean, I hope not. I hope there's balance. I think balance needs to be there. Now, granted, the Buckeyes, against non-conference opponents, they'll run the ball a lot. A lot of it will be in crunch time, but they will definitely run the ball a lot. But against some of the bigger opponents, Georgia, Michigan, Notre Dame on the road next year, Penn State, Wisconsin, you're going to need to run the ball. Will it be a pass-heavy offense? I personally hope it's not. And ultimately, I do think the pass-heavy nature of the offense could be a problem for the Buckeyes if they continue to go this route. You need to be able to run the ball. You have to. Now, it might not be you're running for 300 yards a game and you're averaging 300 yards in the air. Now, that's an asterisk. That's crazy. That rarely happens, if ever. I don't think you want that. But you want your running backs as a collective unit. Your starting guy, you want him to average 5 to 6 yards a pop. You want your guy off the bench, if it's one or two guys that are backups that play, you want to be able to consistently move the ball on the ground. You need that. The best offenses, they have that. And I do think the Buckeyes, with Mayan Williams, with Travion Henderson, with Evan Pryor, with Dallin Hayden, with Chip Traynham, with Xavier Johnson, they have guys that could do that. They have guys that could tote the rock. They have guys that can get the job done. But when it comes to potentially having Brian Hartline be the play caller, do I know what to expect from him? I don't know. But I hope whoever the play caller is next year uses the running backs more. Now, this year is not the only year that it has not been a lot of running backs that have been there. I think the last time you had a great running back at Ohio State, I mean great from start to finish, was J.K. Dobbins in 2019. 2020, Trey Sermon came on late. I mean, late in the season. Granted, it was a shortened season, so he came on which would have been the normal halfway point of the year, but he came on late in the year. 2021, no. Yeah, Travion Henderson broke some records that have been there for 20 years, but I wouldn't say he was a great, like great as far as J.K. Dobbins, Ezekiel Elliott, that great, great year. I don't think Travion Henderson had that in 2021. 2022, absolutely not. No running back over 1,000 rushing yards, a lot of backs dealing with injuries. I don't think that was the case. There are guys that can be great in 2023. I do believe that. I do believe that completely. But I don't know, whoever the play caller is, if they're going to put those guys in positions to be successful while running the ball. Ultimately, they need to. If you want to beat Michigan, if you want to beat Notre Dame, if you want to beat Wisconsin and Penn State and the other tough teams on your schedule, you need to run the ball. If you want to win the Natty, you need to run the ball. I hope whoever calls plays in 2023 finds ways to get the backs the ball consistently every time the Buckeyes are on the field. One big question about the play caller that was there, but there's that one thought about the Buckeyes basketball team as they suffered their fourth loss in a row. This one was on the road in Piscataway, New Jersey, to Rutgers. One big thing about this basketball team we don't talk much about, but this could be a glaring problem with this team in Big Ten play. We'll discuss what it is next right here on Locked On Buckeyes. This episode is brought to you by Bet Online. BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there, from pro football to college football. Looking at the future bets for the college football season in 2023 and basketball, BetOnline has it all. Everything you're looking for, you can find it at BetOnline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, you can find those at BetOnline as well. We're always the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. This episode is brought to you by Billiards Plus. Billiards Plus has the best selection of pool tables, game tables, shuffleboard tables, and more, and the best service in Central Ohio. Billiards Plus also can set you up with a brand new top-of-the-line grill that will last for generations. We all know how hard it is with the supply chain issues this year and getting certain things shipped on time. So when it comes to ordering that one big gift for someone you love, Check out Buyers Plus and get there early this year. Pick something out and get it shipped in just the right amount of time for you need to present this gift to the person that is dear to your heart. It is a gift the whole family will enjoy year-round. Buyers Plus carries the best selection of pool tables from Brunswick, Alhassan, Canada, and more. Plus, top-of-the-line grills from PK, Napoleon, Memphis, and LaGriddle. That will be the last grill you own. Seriously, these grills stand the test of time. No matter the season, Billiards Plus has you covered for all your indoor and outdoor entertainment needs. Visit their showroom on Dublin Center Drive in Dublin. Check them out at billiards-plus.com. Billiards Plus, family-owned and operated for generations. So the Ohio State basketball team has a lot of talent. The Ohio State basketball team has numerous transfers, has numerous freshmen, looked really good early in the season, and then came this difficult stretch in January as they're playing Big Ten opponents. Lost to Maryland, lost to Purdue, lost to Rutgers yesterday. Forget the 14 they've lost to in this four-game losing streak. And there's one thing of late, of the past couple games, that's been sticking out to me. They're getting outworked consistently. And yesterday, it was apparent they were getting outworked on both ends of the court. Now, against Rutgers, you know Rutgers is going to have a good defense, a sticky defense. Cliff Omari, one of the really good big men, has really showed some promise over the past couple of years. Cliff Omari is a young man that he can stretch a defense out. He can come out and pressure you out a little bit on the three-point line. Now, he's not going to go laterally side to side and guard you one-on-one. He's definitely going to fall back and guard his man. But he is someone that's been really good defensively, not just down low, but also when he has to go out to the three-point line and guard somebody via mainly off a hedge on a pick and roll. And so in these moments, in these games, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, does Ohio State have the juice or the energy or the guts, or can they dig into something they have never dug into before? Do they have what's needed to beat these teams that are sticky on defense, but also are team-oriented on offense? Rutgers assisted on 16 of the 21 field goals a day ago, and that was something that made Ohio State work, because it seemed like any time Buckeyes were good defensively, a little good rotation, the ball would move a little bit more. Rutgers would find the open man. 2 points. In this game, when I mentioned the team-oriented approach that Rutgers had, it was all in the starting five. Rutgers, their starters scored 66 of the 68 points that Rutgers scored in this game. They had four guys in double digits. Cliff Omari had 14 points. He did have 11 rebounds, which was very pivotal. Zed Key did not start. He's still nursing and getting over and trying to get his wind back with that sprained shoulder that he has. He had four fouls in this game in the 27 minutes that he played. Sean McNeil, a starter, a traditional starter, he fouled out in this game. Chris Holtman used his fifth starting lineup in the, 16, 17 games the Buckeyes have played. Something's weird. You're in January. You're trying to figure out the right pieces of the pie, not even due to injury, but due to just trying to figure out what lineup works best and who he should start. I still think Bryce Sensabaugh did not start in this game. He should start consistently for the Buckeyes, and the Buckeyes cannot get outworked consistently at all. They cannot. If you want to do anything in the Big Ten Conference tournament or even go deep past the first weekend of the NCAA tournament, you got to start working on some good habits now, because these are the times of – this is a part of year, the time of year – when those teams that make deep tournament runs and maybe had a little bad stretch or bad spell during the season, these are the moments that they start to figure things out, start to figure what's going on, start to work on the kinks, all the issues that they have, they start to work on them. And ultimately, I do think Ohio State, they can work on those things that they're struggling with. But my faith in this team and working on and fixing the things that they are not doing well, it doesn't take practice. It doesn't take film study. It takes you looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, I got to just bring it on both ends of the court. Energy and effort, I can't get outworked. Now, I'm not saying you're not bringing the energy and effort, but if you're getting outworked consistently, that's a problem. You need to work harder. You're a Big Ten basketball player. Bryce Sensabaugh might be the Big Ten freshman of the year. Zetke is probably going to be on somebody's all-Big Ten team. First, second, third team, I don't know, but he's probably going to be there. Justice Suing, you've been around for way too long for this. Isaac Likely, you're a really good basketball player. I know the role is changing from starting to being off the bench, which is a different mindset for a basketball player. But this can't consistently happen. If Ohio State wants to get outside of the first weekend of the NC2A tournament, they got to start making sure they don't consistently get outworked on the basketball court. It's not going to get any easier. Buckeyes go on the road to Nebraska on Wednesday. Should be a win, but I thought Rutgers should be a win. We all saw how that goes. You got at home against Iowa, on the road at Illinois, on the road at Indiana, home against Wisconsin, on the road against Michigan, Northwestern at home, home against Michigan State. Those are just a few games over the next month of Buckeye play. They got to figure this stuff out, man, because you can't take that off in the Big Ten. If you do, it's going to be L. Don't get outworked. You put yourself in a better situation and scenario to win the game. We're out of here, guys. The laryngitis I've been dealing with has finally put me back in a spot that can allow me to come back behind the mic and put this show back on its regular schedule once again. You can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can also send all of your emails to jstevens317@gmail.com. Thanks for making Locked On Buckeyes your first listen today. For your second listen, check out our brand new podcast, Locked On College Basketball. Experts Isaac Shade and Andy Patton bring you everything you need to know on and off the court. Plus, hear from big name experts, coaches, and players throughout the basketball landscape. Locked On College Basketball. It's available on YouTube and wherever you get your fine podcast.